Wait, those are wait. Wrong for did sure. you?
This could get.
Oh, I did it wrong already.
No, it sounds stupid.
Are you ready?
This could get awkward.
I think that was perfect.
Welcome to episode 27 of This Could Get Awkward. I'm Samantha.
Oh, and I'm Janelle.
Today, for the first time ever, I was meeting with this man and he was like, is it Sam or Samantha? And I'm usually like, whatever. Like, I introduce myself as Samantha now, but like, I'm usually like, whatever. Like, Sam is fine or whatever. But I was like, Samantha. And then I was like, and I said it with confidence. I don't know why it's such a big deal to me. This whole like asking good. People to call me Samantha thing.
Oh, that's
it's
funny.
Cute because my friends here are starting to do it now too.
Oh, they've like picked up on like the trend.
It's adorable.
Almost. That's nice.
I really appreciate it. It's so cute.
That means that I should probably start doing that.
No, you're
an awful friend.
No, Sam is good. Do you have any like little ones to kick off?
Well, actually, because this is so relevant to the province that I live in, we just had a vote.
Where do you live, Janelle?
New Brunswick, the forgotten province that everyone forgets exists.
Where's
on
that?
The East Coast.
Sounds gross.
Anyways, we just had a vote. So obviously, big, important thing, you know, get out and make sure you vote and whatnot. And because the place that I live in is above a family home. So this is my first time voting in this province. I was a registered voter and my voting card actually got sent with my landlord's. So he was like, hey, we have your voting card. For some reason, it got all sent to the same address, even though I have a separate mailbox and like mine is different from his home. He's like, I have it here. They were all like in a whole sheet together, like perforated together. So he then was, you know, handing it to me and we somehow got into a conversation about politics and he told me who to vote for.
Oh, great.
It was really, really awkward.
For sure, because you always try, like, no matter what you're talking about with your landlord, you always try to keep it, like, so upbeat and, like, not...
What's that? I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Not, like, confrontational or, like, you don't...
Dive deep into like conversations that are very controversial and like personal
and divisive.
Honestly, I don't particularly like talking politics with really anyone. And I mean, that's just like my personal thing, partially because I'm not super well educated in it and I don't think I could carry like a super intellectual conversation about it. But also just because I understand that it is something that people get fired up about and I don't want to get fired up about politics. So it was just like, it was really kind of interesting that he was just like, yep, vote this or this. And then we like started talking about the reasons why he was so pro that party or this party. And it was mostly because he was a landlord. And then like, as I'm walking away, I'm like, well, thanks for the voting card. And he's like, yep, make sure you vote, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, God. Did you?
Yes. I did vote for one of the parties. But anyways, so
I have a little story.
Okay.
So I believe in a very recent podcast episode I talked about how Spencer surprised me at the cabin. And it was very sweet and cute. Well, he surprised me again this last weekend. And
wow, look at you getting all the surprises.
Scared the shit out of me. Wasn't as cute this time. So when he left, okay, so he's really been gone for like so long, but we've had a couple weekends together in between. So we had that weekend at the cabin, we had our engagement party a couple weekends ago, and then we had this weekend. So he's not supposed to, like, he won't actually be back until like mid-October, but he, for whatever reason, it like rained too much or something, and so they weren't going to be able to work for a couple days. So he didn't say anything to me. It's like Friday night, it's late, I'm in bed, I'm actually watching on YouTube a super funny video that's like pitting, I don't like that it's pitting female musicians against each other, but it was so funny. They had like Britney Spears like struggling to hit some notes and then juxtaposed with a shot of Christina Aguilera laughing about something and then like really crushing some notes. So it was kind of a funny video. So that's what I was watching in bed with Scotch, my dog. And then all of a sudden I heard something that sounded like it came from inside my condo. And then I heard like footsteps and like heavy footsteps, like someone was walking towards the bedroom inside my condo.
Oh my gosh.
It scared the shit out of me. Like my whole body just like froze. And my mind was like, here it is, this like moment that I have dreaded and worried about, this home invasion, rape, murder, attack scenario is about to actually happen. I was so scared. And I didn't have my glasses on, so I couldn't like
you couldn't see anything.
Confirm. Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? I was like, hello? Like so panicked. And then Spencer was like, hey. And I was like, okay. I was like, so happy that you are here and lovely to see you. If you ever do that again, I will fucking murder you. I was like, you have no idea how scary that is. Holy crap. Because I'm alone so often now and I live on like a ground level condo. So like on a couple busy streets. So I try not to stress about it too much. I do what I can to keep ourselves safe and everything. But it really terrified me. And also, Scotch didn't notice. He didn't alert me.
Well, to be honest, I don't know that your dog is that much of a, like, a guard dog.
One of the things that gives me comfort when I'm alone and scared is that I have a big dog. And I know he's not, like...
not gonna do anything.
So protective. But the fact that he didn't even hear anyone come in before me, like, before I did, I was like... The literal only reason humans and dogs are friends is because dogs alert humans when there are people coming. And you failed. You're useless.
Yeah, but maybe his...
Oh, he just stood up. What? Useless? Are you talking about me?
Yeah, but they've got good noses, right? So maybe he picked up Spencer's scent and knew that it was no reason to be...
No. Okay. I had a moment, like, as soon as I heard and I, like, stood up and obviously my energy changed and I was terrified, then he was like, oh, yeah, you hear something? I was like, thanks, buddy. Glad to know you've got my back.
That's funny, yeah. Though, that, like, no, that's not funny. I understand how you would feel, like, not safe and all that kind of stuff. And I think you're more of a person who worries about something like that than mm-hmm. I am. And I definitely should worry and be more concerned about those types of things. But I have lived in so many different cities. And I regularly do not lock my door.
Chanel.
like
that's like the regular. Number one thing to do. If you don't do anything else, at least lock your door. Because most people who are coming in to burgle or rob or attack or whatever, like they try doors. They don't go into ones that are locked. There was literally a serial like killer or rapist or something back in the day who said if he found an unlocked door, he assumed they wanted to be like raped and murdered and would just go in. Please lock your door. That's all I'm asking.
Oh, I'll try. I'll put a solid effort forward, but
oh my God.
I routinely forget to do that.
And Spencer and I, when we lived together for the first time, we had like one of our biggest fights ever was about locking the door.
Really?
And he was like, I don't think it's a big deal. And I was like, oh my gosh. I like got so upset because I was like, it gives me peace of mind. It makes me feel safe. And why wouldn't you just lock the door? Like, just lock the door. We had like such a big fight about it. And then every night, if he was the last person to like take Scotch out and then come to bed or whatever, I'd be like, did you lock all the doors? And he'd be like, I think so. And I'd be like, you're gonna need to get up and go check. Like, that's not a solid answer.
I think it's partly because I just like grew up in a home where we didn't lock the doors. I guess because we lived in the country. I don't know. I mean, we would lock the main regular door that we would always use, but there was always a entrance into
another
the
way
home.
In.
There was like there'd be four doors locked, but then the door to the garage which also has a door, like two doors into the house, was unlocked. I don't know.
I come
or
from
maybe
a
just
home.
Too trusting.
I come from a very different home where all doors are locked. Everything's got alarms. There's cameras inside, outside,
what?
Everywhere. There's if you ring the doorbell, your face appears on like a screen and we can see you.
Are you joking right now?
I'm not joking. So I guess that explains that I am this way now.
Like, and that's been there for a long time. You've had that kind of like surveillance security.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Not,
like at my parents' house, like yeah, growing no. up. Yeah.
Yeah. From as long as you can remember.
Yeah.
That is insane. I don't know anybody who's ever had
bars
that
kind on of- the windows in like that, it like on the basement level.
Oh, you're not joking.
No. Oh. No, literally not joking. There are bars. My sister had the bedroom in the basement and there were bars on it.
What? Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. Must have lived in a rough neighborhood.
We didn't. I don't know. I don't know, man. I guess I come by the paranoia, honestly.
Yeah, sounds like it.
You know what's funny is after all of that, someone didn't lock the door to the garage at my mom's house like a year ago, maybe. And a few men came into the garage, checked out the cars, checked out like everything in the garage, didn't take anything except for my mom's bag of Werther's Originals.
Are you kidding?
I'm dead serious. It's like the funniest robbery, like break-in ever.
That's so weird. And it's like funny that your mom would even recognize that that was missing. Like Werther's must be
pretty. Oh, it was like, she was like, yeah, it was pretty funny. She was like, it was a new bag on my passenger seat.
You know what? My boyfriend had something similar happen to him. He, I don't know, his car got broken into. And I think it's got broken into because it was unlocked. So it didn't get, it didn't really get broken.
So his car was opened.
And the idiot, see, I think this is stupid of him to do, but he regularly leaves his wallet in the car. And I'm like, why would you do that? Like, that is just a reason for somebody to smash your window and break into your car and see if you have any cash. So in this instance, there was like some robberies or burglaries going around in his neighborhood. He didn't find out until like obviously after he got hit by it. But they had gone into his car and his wallet was in there. He said nothing was taken out of his wallet. And I think there was even cash and like gift cards in there that they could have stolen easily. But what they did take from his car was like a first generation iPod.
Aw, they're like, cool, a relic.
And he was actually super butthurt about it. Like, he was so sad. And I was like, are you kidding me? That thing was ancient.
Someone, I can't remember who I was talking to recently, but they were saying that someone once broke into their car and didn't take anything, but snapped all of their CDs in half.
What?
That sounds like a targeted attack.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other times we've been. Well, I don't know. I feel like I might have talked about this one before, but one time when my sister and I were both living away, we were home for Christmas and my mom was like tucking us into bed in the basement, like so happy we were home. And she was like, oh, just so you know, like a note was slipped into our mailbox that said they were going to rape our daughters and burn down our house.
What?
Good night.
What? Why would your mom say?
We were like, Mom, why did you tell us that? And like, what did you do about it? And like, should we be scared right now? How did they know you had daughters? Like, what is happening right now? And I guess that like a police officer did come and like said it was probably a prank.
Oh my God.
The house is still standing, never been raped, so we're good.
So you think that like my family would like learn something about not leaving your doors unlocked regularly in the country? Because we actually got robbed one time and it wasn't in our home or anything like that, but somebody stole a tractor from us.
A tractor?
Yeah. It was crazy because I don't know. I guess you just leave your keys in the tractor ignition. I don't think like you'd ever think to take them out. Honestly, we would leave the keys in our car ignition in the laneway too. So I don't know.
You guys are just like offering it up.
But
where do you live again?
No. Not telling you. But yeah, so somebody stole our tractor and thankfully, because I mean, like that thing's worth like hundreds of thousands of dollars or, you know, if not close to that.
Really?
Yeah, tractors are expensive. Very expensive. If not like close to $100,000, I would say.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So somebody stole it, and then my parents reported it, and like thankfully everyone in the neighborhood knew what was going on, like knew that this, like my parents had had this happen, and it took next to no time at all until somebody spotted the tractor, and it was just like left abandoned in a field probably like, I don't know, maybe like 20 kilometers away from our home.
Interesting.
Yeah, and so like we were able to recover it and we have it and like no harm, no done. I don't think they've ever found out who did it, but who would do that? Did they just like steal the tractor?
A drunk person.
For a joyride?
Yeah, I think a drunk person would do that.
It's so weird and bizarre.
If I was drunk and I came upon a tractor with like keys in the ignition, I would for sure take it.
But like this creepy thing is this person had to roll right into like our laneway and into our property and like right next to our barn and our house and everything. And like,
interesting.
Because the tractor was in the field because my dad had been doing field work. It was crazy.
Ow. Sorry, I got a notification and I was wondering if it was my food. But I guess that notification would be the doorbell.
That would probably be accurate.
Not my dog telling me anyone's there, but the doorbell. I've got a story not related to what we were talking about, but I've got one.
Okay.
So I was riding my bike home from work yesterday, and I have like a little pannier on the back of my bike with a bit of almost like a bungee cord. So I had my lunch bag on the back of my bike with that like securing it. And I went over this big pothole, I guess, while I was very close to my home, and then heard it fall. And so it was still attached to my bike, but it was kind of hanging off the side of my bike, my lunch bag. But I was like, I'm almost home, whatever, I'll just keep biking. But then my bike ate my lunch bag. It just got like sucked into the wheel, like big time. And then obviously that impaired my ability to keep biking, so it like jarred me and I kind of fell and it hurt really badly, and I was like, did I just break my bike? Like, and so I got off my bike and I was like, motherfucker. And I was like, oh, like so annoyed. And then I hear this like woman from her backyard, are you okay? I was like, yes, I'm fine. I'm very sorry that I just yelled motherfucker, but I'm okay, thank you. And like just pulled it off. Actually, my bike was totally fine. My lunch bag was fine. I have a giant bruise on my inner thigh, but otherwise, I'm all good too.
Everything's fine but you.
Yeah. I kind of like having war wounds like that. Mm-hmm. I used to like them when I got them in basketball or whatever, because I'd be like, I got this from like taking a sweet charge or like something, like doing something cool.
Yeah.
It's not as cool when it's like my bike betrayed me, but... whatever.
But I mean, you ride your bike super regularly. Like, it's to mm-hmm. and from work all the time. It's your mode of transportation. Mm-hmm. This is my first time hearing of a bike accident, so it sounds like you're doing
That's
pretty good.
That's true. That's true. I wear my helmet every day now, by the way.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Lame.
You don't mess around here. Like, here where there's actually other human beings, like, driving and walking. Plus, I go down a pretty steep trail that mm-hmm. I don't want to like eat shit by accident. So
do you bike on the sidewalk or on the road there?
I bike on the road. There's actually a bike lane pretty much all the way until I get to the valley, and then there's like trails down and then across a pedestrian bridge, and then I'm at work.
Oh, that works then. That's good. Mm-hmm. Very different.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I think we could probably wrap it up there.
Cool.
Do you lock your door at night?
You should. If you don't, just consider it. I'm going to get some wind chimes to put on my door so they like dingle dangle when someone opens the door. And I know. Maybe Scotch will hear that and I'll start feeding him again.
Oh my gosh. Your poor dog. Anyways, I guess we'll wrap things up. If you want to get in touch with us, you can do so on Twitter at TCGA Podcast. On Facebook, it's This Could Get Awkward.
You can email us at thiscouldgetawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. And all of that and all of our episodes are at thiscouldgetawkward.com.
This could get awkward.
I know. This could get awkward.
All right. Talk with you next week.
Hope that wasn't offensive. See you later.